Greetings and welcome back to another ongoing series of Shiur ben Daf Yomi. My name is Yitzchak Atchella. We're now in Masechet Bava Metzia, Daf Samach Dalet Amud Bet. About to look at the first part of Mishnah Bet in this parak. Hamaver chaveru leyadur b'chatzero chinam. So if Abel lends money to Baker, Abel may not now live in Baker's courtyard for free. He should not even rent it for less than the normal price, because that will be rebate that Baker is giving to Abel for the loan. Now, we have two versions of this statement. Version 1. Even though they said that if you squat in somebody else's yard, let's say a guy is away, and you just live in their yard, without their knowledge, you do not have to pay them rent. Nonetheless, if the squatter lent money to the owner and then lived there, he does have to pay him. So, my kamash balan, what's Rav Nachman teaching? Tanina, that's our Mishnah. The answer is even Nathan have made out of the Mishnah alone might have thought man tanimi the b'chatzer de kai melagra. It's talking about a yard which is normally rented out, v'gavra da avi lemegar, and a man who normally does rent. V'chatzer de lo kai melagra, but let's say it's a yard that's not normally rented out, or v'gavra de lo avi lemegar, a man who normally doesn't rent, amelo, maybe he doesn't have to pay because it's not rebate, so kamash balan, that even that's rebate. That's version 1. Version 2, ikadamri, amr v'yazma manu memarach, manaf apisha, amr hadar b'chatzar chaver shalom edato, and tzarech lalot l'sachar, the rule that we stated. But if he says, halveni v'dor b'chatzari, if Baker says to Abel, lend me money and you can live in my courtyard, tzarech lalot l'sachar, then Abel has to pay him. Now, Manda Amar Hilvahu, so whoever had the first version, Kol Shekhen Halveni would certainly agree here, because you set up the loan based on that. Manda Amar Halveni, but if somebody has the second version, Amar Hilvahu lo. Not in the first case, why? My Tama came unto me, Kara, Labadata da Hachiozfe. Since you didn't originally lend the money based on the notion that in lieu of rebate you'd let him live there, late Manba. So then it's not a problem, according to that second version. If Yosef Rachama takif avdi the inshi de masik puzuzi. So Yosef Rachama had a custom, if there were people that owed him money, he would grab their slaves, va'avid behu avidata, and have them work for him. Amarle Rava Bere, Rava said to him, my tam avin marachi, why are you doing this? So and son asked him, Amarle, anak Rav Nachman sferli, I hold our Rav Nachman. And he quotes the Rav Nachman that we just had, Rav Nachman's statement, avda nahum kreise lo shavi. An evid isn't typically worth what you feed him. In other words, the product work you get out of him isn't worth what you feed him. So I'm grabbing these slaves, I'm feeding them, so it's really a gain for everybody. So Marley, I'm not gaining. Amor dam Rav Nachman gondari avde. Rav Nachman is referring to his own servant, Daru. Demrake bekuvi, who dances around a lot and does all sorts of other things that are useless. Avde achrinim yamri, but normal slaves who said that they're not worth it. Marley, anaki had Rav Daniel barkarav katina amarav sphirali. So I'm relying on a statement of Rav. De amar tokef avdo shachaver wasabu melacha patur. If you grab somebody else's slave and do work with him, you're patur. Why? De nechale de lo nistere avde. The owner is happy that his eved shouldn't be idle and shouldn't be hurt, right? In other words, that by doing work, that's a good thing. Amar lei hanimili hechad lamasik pezuzi. So Rava said to his father, that's only if the guy whose slave it is doesn't owe you money. Mar came into masik pezuzi masik rebates. But since in your case, you're coming after this guy for money, it looks like you're collecting rebate here. The Amr of Yosef Aminumi Amr of Nachman Pisha Amr Hadar Bachatzer Chaver Shlom Dato and Tzarich La'alot Lo Sachar. So here's another statement of Nachman that we saw earlier. Even though if you squat in somebody's yard, you don't have to pay them. Hilvahu Vidar Bachatzero. If the owner lent you money and you lived there, Tzarich La'alot Lo Sachar, then you have to pay him rent, because otherwise it's rebate. And therefore, even though normally you could grab somebody else's evidence to work with him, but if it's somebody who's your debtor, you can't do it because it looks like Rita Marley Hadribi. And Rav Yosef said to his son, I will stop doing this. I'm Rabbi. Haiman demasik zuzi de ribita b'chavrei. A guy's coming after another guy for rebate. You shouldn't do that. And we're going to take the rebate away from him later. But how much? Ka'az lichiti barba grive b'zuz b'shuka. Let's say the price of wheat is 4 stalks for 1 zuz. V'yayv le'iu chamisha. And the debtor gives him 5 instead of 4. Now, he's owed 4 for rebate. Not really owed, but that's what he's collecting. And the other guy gives him 5. Kimafkinan mine, when we take, when we, the Beit Din, seize it from him, arba mafkinan, we take away the four. The fifth is something that he got sort of free, because he was collecting four in his ribit. Rav Amar Chamisha Mafkin Minei, we disagreed, said we take all five away. Why? To me, Karabatar, ribitita atai liyadei. It came to him as ribit in Tzasur. If a guy is coming after another fellow for four zoos of rebit, and the borrower gives him the rebit and also gives him a cloak. We only seize the four. We don't take the glima. Assumption is that it's a sale or a gift or something else. Rav Amar glima afkinimine says, no, we take it too. Why? My tama. People shouldn't say glima de machasi v'koi glima de ribitahu. That cloak that he's wearing is a cloak of ribit. That's not a good thing to have, so we take it away from him. Let's say a guy's coming after somebody for 12 zoos. It's a good amount for this purpose. And so the borrower rents a courtyard that's normally rented out for 10 zoos a year for and he rented it to him for 12, which is the amount. And then the notion is he rented to him for 12, never collected the 12, that's how we got the rebit back. So we're coming after him. We take 12 away from the owner, even though he was only coming after him for 10. He was coming after him for 12, and we take the 12 away from him. Why doesn't the borrower tell the lender, tell the Beit Din, when I rented like this to Avika Mishtar Shili, because I had access to it. Hashtala Mishtar Shili, but you're not going to let me take it. Can I recall the Amu Nagra? So let it at least be considered it's 10, which is the normal price. The answer is Mishum Namarle, Savarat Vikabalt. We tell him, you took it at 12, you knew about that, and you accepted it at that, so that's what you're stuck with. Okay, the next part, the end of Mishnah Bet. Marbina la Sachar vin Marbina la Mecher. We're allowed to add to a rental, but not to a sale. What does that mean? Ketzad. He's scared of Chatzero if a guy rents out his courtyard. If you want to pay everything up front, it'll cost you 10 sela for the year. If you want to pay every month, it'll be 1 sela per month, which will be 12. Mutar. That's not called rebit. Meaning, we're not considering it as if I'm saying you owe me 10, but if you don't pay me till later, I'm going to charge you rebit of 12. That's not what it is. We'll see why. But with mecher, it doesn't work. Macharlo, it's a day if I sold you a field from Marlo, if you pay me now, it's 1,000. And the gorn, but if you wait till the granary, when you have money, it'll be 1,200. Asur. That is asur. We'll see why. Now, Maishtar Seifa, so why are the two cases different? Rabbi Yosef, they explained as follows. Shchirut eina mishtalam metalbasof. This is the issue. Rental is only due at the end of the period. Therefore, really, the rental of this house is only due at the end of each month, or shall we say at the end of the year. Hi, Kevin Alamatazin and the Migbah, since you haven't yet gotten to the point where you, the owner, could collect the rent, Lava Garnatale. So it's not considered that he is paying you for being able to hold on to money. It's his money, not your money. So therefore, the price that you're charging him at the end is the real price. And this early bird special you're giving him, if he pays everything up front, you're just giving him a break, but you're not charging him interest. The real value is the 12. But Seifa, the Mecher, came in this Vina Ninu, it's a sale. Yeah, really, you should pay right now. Therefore, the fact that you're saying you could pay me later and it'll be more, that's Agarnatar. Ve'asur. So the Rabbanan, who came up with this idea that Schirut is only payable at the end, got it from this Pasuk. Kischir Shana V'Shana. This is it's like a hiring person when you have an Ebed-Ivri. Schirut Shal Shana Zon V'Shtalem Et El V'Shana Acher. But the drush is, Schir Shana V'Shana, even though it's talking about slaves, that means the drasha is that that rental of 1 year's payment of your 1 year is only due the next year. So when the period is over. All right. At the end of the Mishnah said, Lagorin, Shema Sarmane Asur. If you tell him, I'm going to sell you the house now for $1 million, but if you pay me at the end of the season, when you've harvested it, it'll be 1.2 million. That's Asur. I'm Rav Nachman. Tarsha Shari. So he has a contract called a Tarsha. which says you owe this amount of money, and if you pay late, there'll be a late fee. Doesn't it say how much? So he challenged him. Rav Ukva bar Chama Rav Nachman. So one of the Bnei Chama challenged him. Our Mishnah. So Marle Hatam Rav Nachman said, in that case, Katzle. Therefore, you set a set amount, and that's the rebate. Hachalo Katzle. Here, you just said there'd be a fee, a fine. Our Papa Tarsha Didi Shari. I write a Tarsha on beer. A Papa famous made beer. My Tama Shichrei Lo Pasi. The beer doesn't get lost or depreciated. Zuzi lo tzarichna, I don't need the money. So anu de kavidam il tagabi lo keach. I did them a favor. I said, if you want to pay me up front for it, then it'll be cheaper. So it's not ribit. Marav shesh bari de ravidi bar papa. So he turned to him and said, my chazi mardekaz le bata didach. Why are you looking at everything from your perspective? From your perspective, it's not ribit. Zil bata didu, from their perspective, dilu avalu zuzi, if they had money now, avu shakli biki ashta, they'd pay you per the cheaper price. Now that they don't have money, shakak you go to the company, they're paying for the more expensive later price. From their perspective, it is rebate. So I'm Rav Chama, Tarsha Didi Vadai Shari. My Tarsha is certainly okay. We continue to knock down our papas. My Tama, Nechalu Deleku Birshutir. Rav Chama was part of the Reish Galuta's household. So he said, if I sell something to somebody and I'm holding on to it, they'd rather that I held it. They'd rather pay later, and it's worth it for the extra money. To chol hecha the kaazli, wherever they go, shavkilu michsa unakot lahushuka. They get a break on taxes because it's still in the Reish Galuta's property, and they get first crack at selling it. So they're buying something as an investment. They're going to sell it later. They'd actually gain from not picking it up right away, and therefore paying later. Okay, v'hilchata Rav Chama, we rule that that's correct. V'hilchata Rabbi Elazar, Rabbi Elazar who said that rebit ksutza is yotza b'dayanim, which means if there's a set rebit, we come after it, as we have in an earlier sugya, and seize it from that malveh. V'hilchata Rabbi Yanai, we also rule like Rabbi Yanai, damar mali hein, mali d'man. He said there's no difference between the fruit or the value currency, and therefore, if you do not have the fruit when you sell the futures, but you have the value currency, then the sale is still valid, as we saw earlier. Okay, we'll pause at this point. We'll pick up with the next Mishnah on the next podcast. In the meantime, you should have a wonderful day.